Episode 2978, The Power of Yet.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope your eyes are wide awake. I mean, come on, coming off of daylight savings time, it's tough. Or maybe you are trying to revive yourself from the Oscars. Either way, it's the power of yet. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss of newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, as you know, we have partnered with Pray.com, so head on over there every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific for our TV show that airs live there every week. And if you go there, there's so much to explore. You'll also find our past TV episodes. You'll also find some special interviews there that only you can find there. So head on over there. It's exciting. It's something new and different. Deep breath, because I really want to talk to your heart and your mind at the same time, which means you got to focus here. Words have power, and some of the smallest ones are the most powerful ones. Yes, no, and yet. If you're still working toward a goal or reaching a dream, don't give up. Keep connected with the power of yet. You know, most of us feel crushed when we don't take home the prize we've been chasing, right? Did you watch some of the Oscars? Did you see Jimmy Kimmel come out with his monologue at the beginning? Did you see the donkey or the cocaine bear? All the stuff that happened, all the live performances, did you watch it? Do you have a goal or dream? Maybe it's not to win an Oscar. Maybe it is. Maybe it's to be an author. Maybe it's for a certain promotion within your career. Maybe it's to be published in a certain journal. Maybe it's to create your business that you've been dreaming of since you were 23 years old after graduating from school. Maybe it's just something different from where you stand. But it's super convenient, right, to quit while we're ahead. We really don't want to fail, because then you don't have to make up excuses when you do fail. But what would happen if you took the no's and failures, plus the twists and turns in life, and instead of quitting or giving up, you added the word yet? I can't do this yet. I don't know this yet. I won't get this yet. I can't create this yet. I'm not good at this yet. I will not make it here yet. When you use the words cannot or the contraction can't, it puts a period on that story. But when you add the word yet, nothing is impossible. So you got to add the word yet. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Just because the time is not right now doesn't mean it can't or won't happen yet. So I want you to think about what's going on in your life right now. What have you been frustrated about trying to accomplish because, oh, the kids are around and, you know, you just don't have enough time on your hands. You just don't. That's the fact of where you are. Maybe finances are a brick wall for you right now and you can't figure a way to get over them. It's tough right now. Inflation. Bank accounts aren't really where we want them to be. Retirement, now you're thinking, gosh, I'm an empty nester moving into my 60s into 70s and I really want to be done, but now I can't. So you feel like everything's coming to an end. Maybe you're a brand new mom, a dad that has this aspiration to go out and impact the world you touch with this incredible, innovative product. But with all the hoops and loops and everything you have to do to get your patents, and to get attorneys set up and your business and all of this to all fall in place. It's just not working because of the season of life that you're in. You wanting to expand your dream and reach your goal is no easy feat, but you can do it. There is a time for everything. And we have to remember that. And that's why when you look at what you're doing every single day, create your now. It's what you can do in this present moment. So how do you add the word yet? What does that look like in real life? Number one, you got to analyze the season. Depending on what is happening in your life, that will help to determine your next steps. Putting something on hold for the reason for doing it helps to keep everything in perspective. It's not necessarily about what you can't do, just not yet. So what is that season that you're in? I mean, if you're in the middle of school and you're having to learn all of these things, then you know what? It's just not yet because you've got to gain skill. And that's okay. You can do some other things in the process of it as you're leading up to. But for some reason, we think that in order for us to arrive, we have to be on the tippy-tippy top of the mountain. Really? No, you don't. It's a journey. Don't end your story partway because you fall down two or three or four times. Get back up. It's just not yet. And when you analyze your season, you also give yourself permission to really look at, this is where I'm at. We have to have a reality check. And you don't want to have a life that is living in dreamland when you really need to be in reality land so you can get to dreamland. You know what I mean? But for some reason, we skip all of that and we think we just need to be in dreamland. Let's get through the weeds. Let's get through the forest. Analyze the season. I mean, have you looked at it outside? I don't know about you. We're in the South, and we are actually going to have below freezing temperatures this week. I'm like, what? I just took my hibiscus out like a couple weeks ago. We're doing fine. Now I'm thinking I got to bring them back in. I don't want to bring them back in. I need to replant them, repot them. I'm looking at the season going, what am I going to do? And I say, you know what? It's not time to repot yet, but I can cover them with plastic so I don't have to bring them in. You see, it helps to give me a framework as to where I'm at right now. So I know my next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Analyze the season. Number two, wrangle the failures. If you let the failures overcome your hope, there's no road to possibilities. Therefore, you must be intentional about what failed and what you need to keep chasing. Because the ones you choose become those with the stamp of yet. This is the heartbeat of success. There's a rodeo going on. I think it's down in Texas somewhere. Now, Texas has rodeos all the time, but it's a bigger one. Oh, I don't know the name of it, so you can correct me later in an email that I know you'll send me, and thank you for that. But I try to keep up to date with things that are going on. I don't watch everything, but I try to gain and, you know, hit little bits and pieces because I'm a story girl. And I love the stories behind it. And I'm not one who goes and would enjoy the whole rodeo, but the process of how they got there, it's hard work. They have to wrangle those bulls. I don't want to wrangle a bull. Are you kidding me? No. But we've got to be the cowboy and wrangle our failures or they're going to wrangle us. And guess what? There aren't going to be any clowns to save us. It's the power of yet. Finally, number three, reword your thoughts. What you say to yourself is the spark that keeps the flame burning or the water that extinguishes it. How you word your failures in your mind will either propel you forward or hold you back. That's a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Keep the dreams and goals alive. What paragraphs of negativity have you been writing already today? I know you have been. It could have been about your wrinkles. It could have been about your weight. It could have been about I have nothing to wear. It could have been about my marriage sucks. It could have been about, oh my gosh, these kids are driving me crazy. Oh wait, it's spring break. Oh, we're not supposed to be getting up early. I get to sleep in. What is it for you? You need to change those paragraphs in your head. Reword your thoughts. You see, the power of yet will transform how you continue your journey to your dreams, living out your purpose with the passion that you've been gifted. The power of yet provides a path to your future. It's exciting. But you've got to be willing to do the work. You've got to be willing to say, okay, just not yet. It's not a failure. It's a stepping stone. There's a big difference. Stop always going for the success. Stop always going for the Oscar. Maybe in reality, you're not supposed to have an Oscar. But you can travel that journey that you're on and get the reward that's due to you. It's just going to look a little bit differently. And who needs a gold statue anyway in their house? Seriously. So my challenge for you is this. What is one thing that you've been telling yourself that needs to end with the word yet? Is it that I'm not a good mom yet? You're learning. It's okay. I'm not a good wife yet. Okay. What's one thing you can work on? One thing. Don't look at like, oh my gosh, I failed everything. It's one thing. Nothing crumbles overnight. It happens over time. So that means in order to build things back up, to put things back together, it's one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what is that one thing, that one step that you need to stop telling yourself and end it with the word yet? Man, I haven't lost the weight yet. I haven't gotten on that incredible exercise regimen that I really want yet. I haven't been able to stop drinking my 32-ounce soda yet. Maybe it's a career. Man, I haven't gotten to partnership yet. I haven't been able to earn those bonuses that I've dreamt of and that I know I'm due yet. It changes your perspective. Put on a different set of glasses today. And look at where you are, where God wants to take you. My prayer for you today, my friend, is may your yet become the comma in your life, making room for God to move you closer to his dreams for you here on earth. This is your day to shine. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.